Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Arkansas Derby Day Early Pick 5 edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And, folks, as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my Cuban links on.
Yes, Cuban B.
And I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oaklawn.
I got ice all over my body looking like a snowman. Big rocks in the grill dancing like a slow jam. My chain's so heavy, I'm walking like an old man. Try me, you...
Welcome to the show. Happy Arkansas Derby Week, or as I've recently branded it, Arkansas Dirty Week. There's going to be three shows this week, all of them pertaining to the Saturday Arkansas Derby card. I guess without any further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest who's joining me today to talk the early pick five. You might know him from his fantastic show on the Trust the Profits YouTube channel, Keith's Cash Plays. You might know him from just being a damn good guy on Twitter or horse racing Twitter. I'm sorry. I don't think you've broke out past horse racing Twitter yet. but
getting there.
Universally regarded as a damn good guy on horse racing Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, from Keith's Cash Plays. Keith! At each and every stride. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Wolf of Oaklawn? Appreciate you having me back, and got the big weekend of racing ahead with the Arkansas Derby, and I just thought interesting fields, and appreciate you having me back. I always enjoy talking horses with you, and I always check out the Notorious OTB content. Great guests, and you always have insightful information about these races and social media too. Everything going on, so appreciate you having me again.
Yeah, speaking of everything going on, we start off with a sound drop of a track produced by the man, so at least we got to say something about Puffy. Puffy's on the run. He's on the lam.
That's it. Just looking for that white Bronco now, yeah.
Somewhere in the DR, I bet, getting a fake birth certificate or something like that. I don't know. It's interesting. Keith and I were going to start a couple minutes earlier, but here's the deal. My buddy texted me about Puffy, and I got a little bit distracted. His theory is that the gentleman that was arrested for the murder of Tupac Shakur recently, Keefe D, snitched on Puffy to the feds, which I could see it happening. I could see it happening. This also maybe could have to do with Tupac's murder, because reportedly Sean Puffy Combs had a bounty out on Tupac with the Southside Gangster Crips that Keefe D and Orlando Anderson were a part of. Oh my God, this goes straight to the top, Keith. What are your thoughts on this 1990s rap beef and the legal fallout like 30 fucking years later?
Yeah. It's just surfacing back again. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, the East Coast versus the West Coast and all those the rivals. I just thought, you know, the news is unfolding every single day, so it's you know, truly bad boy for life now.
You know, I once saw DMX and he was like 5 hours late. So I think that like maybe just like solving a murder 30 years after the fact is them solving it on rapper time.
I saw DMX one time too, and he was late. So it was a local mall that he was playing at, just like impromptu, like two songs, but he was supposed to come on at midnight and it was like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what he did. It was like a DMX show at this little music venue that I'm sure it's still open, but he wasn't even like still on the road or anything. Like yep. He was there just hanging out in his tour bus until it was time to go. And then it was like, yes, the mood is right for DMX. Now I will grace you with my presence.
Yeah, he was having like steak dinner like at midnight, and then he just like, oh, you know what? I'll do it for my fans. And this was, yeah, this was maybe like 10 years ago, so it was definitely when he was done touring.
Well, R.I.P. DMX, we miss you every day. Speaking of miss you every day, I don't know what that means. Of course, you're listening to the Notorious OTB on SGPN, but SGPN is home to 20 plus gambling podcasts, all completely free. In honor of March Madness, this week's featured shows are the Sports Gambling Podcast, the flagship SGPN, hosted by Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean Stacking the Money Green, where the guys have picked every tournament game against the spread since 2012, and of course the College Basketball Experience. Colby Dant, aka Pick Dundee, Ryan Moneyline Mac, and producer Noah B continue their unmatched coverage of college basketball betting. Subscribe today to the Sports Gambling Podcast and the College Basketball Experience wherever you get your podcast. All right, so what are Keith and I are going to be covering today? Well, we're going to be talking about the Arkansas Derby card, the early pick five. That's this Saturday, March 30th, year of our Lord 2024. First post is going to be 1:05 Eastern, 12:05 God's time, and then 10:05 out in the specific time zone. I think I got my tinfoil hat on a little bit with this, Keith. We'll get into it. Let's go ahead. Yeah. We'll jump in. Race Dive one. Man. 8.5 furlong, $75,000, non-winners of two something. I'm not here to read your conditions. Optional claiming. Here's where the tinfoil hat comes in. Let's talk bias real quick. We haven't seen a speed bias yet at Oaklawn Park this year, but the track will have just gotten an extended dry period for one of the only times this meet. Plus, the track might be juiced a little bit for Arkansas Derby Day. Because of that, I'm going to play more early speed favoring ticket as opposed to many closers. And due to this, my ticket is probably going to be fairly cheap, I hope, but because early speed types are the horses I'm willing to single. I mean, when it's a race for closers, I tend to throw a run style at the problem, but because the inherent diciness of going thin with closers, I'm going to try to find a couple of speed horses to key in on. We'll see how it goes. Cool. Did you concoct any sort of conspiracy theory in your mind to handicap this card?
You know, it just, this sequence, it took me a while to kind of come up with something I was satisfied with ticket structure wise. I went back and forth and I just thought, interesting first race. Now you have a bunch of familiar names here, and, I'm going to do the dreaded, I'm buying this first race. I'm taking every single horse in this race, you know, 1 through 7. I went back and forth. I really thought I could make a case for every single one. And I just thought number 5, Can't Hush This for Randy Morse. You know, that would be my top pick here. I just thought, you know, will be ridden by Emmanuel Esquivel, and just thought third off the layoff. Good tactical speed. So you have some speed here. Now we do have a horse that I actually was going to use as my cash play a couple of weeks back, and he scratched. This is number 4, Pat's Property. I think this horse will set a fast pace. Just 8.5 furlongs. So I just thought maybe it could set it up for a closer too. But the number 5, Can't Hush This. I just thought, you know, I didn't want to get beat by this horse and thought could have good tactical speed. Now, I've always followed the number one Ethereal Road. I know you probably know this horse. Just they even put this horse on the turf, and he was the winner of the Big Sir Barton at Pimlico. I remember that was a great race by this horse. I just thought, you know, a good second last time, maybe another step forward for this hard knocking horse here. But I could really make a case, I think, for everybody. So I'm going thin later in the sequence. So going to go with a big sandwich in the beginning and hopefully get out thin at the end.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a hard place to find anywhere to go thin. So I was ended up three deep here, cool. Focused on three horses in this race that should be right on the lead or stalking it pretty closely. I did like your five, Can't Hush This, but my top pick is going to be the two, U.S. Army. I love Army Mule babies, especially when they should be at the front of the pace on the rail. The rail might be good with a speed bias, bias that I've created in my head, and I think it could carry U.S. Army to a win. This one drops out of the Razorback class out where it had traffic trouble. I think that drop in class smacks this one right between the eyes. So that's why that's my top pick here, the two, U.S. Army. I also use the four, Pat's Property. Cool. Likely speed of speed. If I think there's going to be a speed bias, then Pat's Property is the horse I play. Plus, you know, drops in class and won't be facing anyone the caliber of Silver Prospector
right
today. And then the five, your top pick, I probably my second pick here, the five, Can't Hush This. I mean, should be sitting the stalking trip behind what could maybe be a speed duel between U.S. Army and Pat's Property.
Right.
If that develops, the Can't Hush This has first run at dying speed. And if it's not a pace duel, then this one still has just first run at the two horses in front of it. If it's not dying speed, it's still speed out on the front end.
Yeah, no, definitely. And looks like it's going to be a fast pace scenario. Now, I just looked, and now with U.S. Army, you got Christian Torres actually jumped off of Can't Hush This to ride U.S. Army. So that's another angle there. Maybe Taurus knows something with the U.S. Army horse. And I mean, I just thought even Accidental Hero had a little bit of a look. I know that that's probably the longest shot in the board, but you know, this horse did well, finished fourth last time, and now I know that was a lower claiming level, but I just thought maybe another step forward. But I just went back and forth with all these competitors, and I have a single later on and two horses in one leg later on. So I'm buying this race 1-7 to make it a pick four.
Okay. I like it. Race two, 8.5 furlongs, $120,000. This is an Arky Bred maiden special weight. That's right. And you're hearing from the sweet lips of an Arky Bred himself. Again, I'm going to pick some horses I think will be up front near the pace. And I've got a first timer that I'm going to try to get on the right side of as well. Plus one horse that should come from just off the pace and had a rough trip last out. I'm interested to hear who you have in this race, though, Keith.
Yeah, thank you, Wolf. So I actually have three horses here I'm using. I have my top pick will be number three, Task, who had traffic trouble last time and still finished second, back-to-back second place finishes. So pretty consistent there. And I just thought, you know, this field, you know, those fields actually look tougher, the ones that this horse was finishing second in. So compared that, you know, what he's going to face today. Now you get Christian Torres, who's on this horse for, let's see, we got a January 1st, this horse ran. And actually, Torres was aboard that day. So this horse likes to come off the pace. And I do see a setup where I think you remember Burlsworth from a couple weeks ago. We actually were talking about this horse. I think the one is going to go, obviously, for the lead here. And then number two, Turquoise Blue. I think that horse will be forwardly placed. So I'm looking at speed here. This is a maiden special weight event. And hoping, you know, 8.5 furlongs, this is, you know, route of ground. But I just thought, you know, those races, now I'm looking at, as far as Bullsworth, Practical Joke is the sire. And, you know, I just thought that won't be any issue for this horse with the distance. And you get Ron Moquette is the trainer. Bayerano, you know, has been on this horse previously two times. And I just thought, hey, you know, I'm going to make it as simple as 1, 2, 3 here in race two. Now, I just wanted to add number 5, Percy Road. I was on this horse 2 weeks ago. I liked that horse then, but just didn't fire. And then now we got going back further in distance. I just think it's a little too much back and forth for me. I just thought, you know, maybe this horse has races that I liked earlier this year. I just had to kind of take a stand there. So I'm going to leave number 5 off and I'm going 1, 2, 3.
Well, I actually, since okay, I'm 3 deep here. But it feels like a smooth transition to say that one of those 3 is the 5. I am taking Percy Road. Listen, second start off of the long seasonal layoff. A lot of these Archie breds get hit with where they don't run from April until March of the following year, February, March of the following year. I think the Percy Road can stay near the pace and get sort of a first run trip from the rail. The trouble last out just might be disguising the most talent in this field. Worth a clean trip. I think this one is worth a shot. I'll go ahead and give you the other 2 I use. The first one is going to be Burlsworth, named for Arkansas legendary walk-on Brandon Burlsworth, who became a first-round draft pick of the Indianapolis Colts, but sadly passed before his time in a car wreck shortly after being drafted. RIP, we miss you, Uri Day. Flash some early speed and maybe just needs a fast track for the first time in his career. That's something that I'm going to keep kind of keying on as we talk about the rest of these and the rest of the shows this week about some of these runners. Is if you've been stabled at Oaklawn, you've been running on some wet ass tracks. Maybe you just need a dry ass track. So that's one of my just, you know, dirty little pig boy angles to go off of.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
All right. And my first timer that I'm going to use is the other Ron Moquette. I'm not sure if that's an angle or not. The other Ron. But
The other Ron.
Yes, this one could be dangerous off the weight break of getting Bug Boy Jock Carlos Barbosa up. Nice sharp work last out on the work tab. So this one could be primed to go in the first start. It's a Tapiture baby and out of a Dixie Union mare. And the mare's been a productive one and has, you know, 3 winners out of 3 foals to make the gate. Maybe Crabtree can be the first of them to win on debut.
Yeah, I like it. I actually looked at that horse too. I just thought, I went with the experience here and the speed I'm hoping with Burlsworth and Turquoise Blue. Another thing I wanted to add about this 2 horse is that you're adding blinkers and you get Gaffleone, and Joe Sharp and Gaffleone do well together. So I just thought that horse had a good stalking trip, maybe even up close. So yeah, I like your horses there. And Percy Road would be maybe the one I would have added, but I'm going 1, 2, 3.
I thought when it came to Percy Road, me and you were going to be all...
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Glad to see one of us still believes.
There you go. That's funny.
Quick word here from our good friends at Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. Plus, there are a ton of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds. You can create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for your $2. So, download Cut today in the App Store. Visit cut.com, that's K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And, of course, we're brought to you by our good friends at Underdog Fantasy, who they have is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Play their pick 'em game. You can pick whether your favorite players will be a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big, and you can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Listen, I got it on my phone. I set it up. It was so incredibly easy. I deposited my $20. It was there instantly, ready to play. And what's my favorite Underdog Fantasy play for today? Listen, I'm nothing if not a pessimist. Everything lower. Go lower on everything.
So, crush the unders.
Crush the lowers. Sign up today with promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700. Or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, and as always, I've got to get a brief rehydration interlude in.
Many men wish death upon me. Blood in my dog and I can't see.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Very New York.
Gotta love the massacre, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's
That album was on loop in college, just nonstop, just continuously.
Oh, was it Get Rich or Die Trying?
Oh, okay, yeah, it was Get Rich or Die Trying. It was that one. Yep.
Or was that just the movie? I don't remember. I just the thing I think about with 50 Cent is him showing up to the Super Bowl halftime show looking about like 325.
I had a couple of texts on that. Yeah, I got texted on that because a couple of my friends knew I followed him, and he was like, "Oh, 50 Cent's here. He's upside down." And you know, this is that was pretty shocking, but yeah, it's, you know, it's 50, so it is 50.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on. Let's hit race three. It's another maiden special weight. This one though, 6 furlongs, $120,000. Not for Arky Breads. This one is open. This, from what I can tell, seems to have a very hot pace.
Yep.
This is one of my favorite dirty little pig boy angles.
Little pig boy comes from the dirt. He's a weaselly little mud grub who needs to be stood on. Little pig boy.
There's these horses that missed the break early and just packed it in. And they just might be need the lead type horses who just missed the break. So that put me projecting a bunch of horses out towards the front. Then there are first timers that I always assume will be sent. So I'm focusing in on three horses I think could sit off the pace, but just a little bit and pick up some pieces from not terribly too far off. What did you think of this race, Keith?
You know, it's interesting you say that because this was the race I was really leaning towards singling a horse. And then I kind of talked myself out of it. I just thought I was actually pretty heavy on the number 8 Coach Jimmy D here. I thought that horse really ran well off of the layoff on March 8th and similar competition. Now you get trainer James DeVito. He does hit with horses 20% second off of the layoff. So I found that's a good angle there. And then comes back with solid workout on March 25th, 3 out of 23 horses. Francisco Arrieta. It seems like I always find these Arrieta horses, hopefully to get me in the money here. And even Arrieta even rode this horse at Ellis Park, so should be familiar with Coach Jimmy D there. And I just thought very possible that this horse could even take another step forward. Now, I'm actually only going two deep here. So I was really considering singling the eight there. And I guess I fell for this number five, the 0-for-6 maiden. That's Run, Jalen, Run. Just thought, you know, the consistency of the field and a lot of runner-up finishes, which I was concerned about the second itis there. But, you know, you get Joe Sharp and Gaffalione again. So Gaffalione's in town. So I just thought it was interesting that Gaffalione's not at Gulfstream Park and he's here in Arkansas. What did you think of that, Chase?
It's notable. It's notable that they flew him in. Let me see. Who does he have in the Arkansas Derby?
He's got Liberal Arts. Yeah.
Liberal, which is interesting because you had Christian Torres up. So I got to think that he's there to ride Liberal Arts. I've got mixed feelings on Tyler Gaffalione. I feel like, he's a good jockey, but I also feel like he scares easy and he's a little bit intimidatable, by the likes of like an Ortiz.
Yeah, you know, it's we'll see what happens with TGAF there. And I just thought I looked at the three horse off of the layoff for Steve Asmussen. And, I had to kind of cut it down. This horse is coming off of the layoff from Churchill and you're getting, I believe, Lasix here, too. So, yep, you're getting Lasix there. But I just thought I'm sticking with the number eight as my top pick, Coach Jimmy D, and then I'll use Run, Jalen, Run as my second. So I'm actually just only going 5-8 here, race three in this maiden special weight.
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Yeah, I used three horses, but two of them were the five, Run, Jalen, Run, and the eight, Coach Jimmy D. Nice. Like you mentioned, you get Tyler Gaffalione in and speed figures that are more than good enough to win. I think this one made an ill-timed middle move last out, and a more better time move could work out really well in its favor. Coach Jimmy D, second off the layoff, ran a damn good race last out, just wasn't good enough to win. Catches a fast track, which are the same conditions where his one career best 88 Briz figure came for. So I like that one too. The next one I use is the 9, Jester Sang. And this is the other horse I think could pick up pieces and run from off the pace. Can't afford to leave this one off the ticket. And I like that it's coming in off of a slower workout after putting in a bullet work before the last effort. Some people love seeing bullet works right before a debut or right before a race. I hate seeing them. I want to see a fast bullet workout, and then I want to see something slow. So I like that this horse is coming in off of that slow workout.
You know, it's funny. I actually really looked at Jester Sang very, very hard here. And I just thought the horse was interesting. And I do like that bullet workout. And then you do come back with 3 out of 47 on March 21st. So I definitely looked at this horse. And for McLean's Music, I just thought the horse was interesting. I just thought I kind of had to go a little skinnier here because I went, you know, I bought the first race. But good luck there with Jester Sang. I keep on wanting to say Sing, but Sang. S-A-N-G. Yeah.
Past tense, baby. Past tense.
There you go.
It's not Vijay Singh. It's Vijay Sang. Just kidding. Okay.
Got it.
Race 4, 8 furlong, $75,000. Non-winners of one, I believe it's this calendar year, claiming. I have to take a stand somewhere and get skinny.
Yep.
I've handicapped all this without morning line odds. I know I've got some likely favorites that I'd omit if I knew the odds. But I think this is the place where I try to force a single and trim this ticket down a bit. What about you?
You know, I really thought about it too with, you know, I was thinking about singling the number 5 Strava here, the Into Mischief horse. I thought that, you know, it was second time. This is actually the second time at this lower allowance division. And I just think, you know, we'll get the job done fourth race off of the layoff. Now, got bumped last race and had to settle for that second place. I just thought, I don't see much speed in this race. So, actually, I think that Strava can kind of dictate things up front, you know, on, you know, really have things his own way. I did back him up, though, with the classy Dash Attack, the number 3 horse. Now, this was kind of like the angle that you love is that, you know, this horse was... You know, was beaten in by a lot of lengths there in the Grade 3 Challenger at Tampa. And I guess it was no issues. I mean, this horse was beaten by 28 lengths, now steps down big time to this claiming level. You get Lasix here. I like that. And he cut back in distance. And you get Brian Hernandez, one of the top jockeys. I didn't want to get beat by this three-dash attack. We've always seen this horse many years at Oak Lawn and on the trail. So I'm going with Strava as my top pick. I think that horse is going to be tough, but give me 3-5 here, actually, in race four.
Man, I wish that I didn't have to play this sound drop because you talked, now I really like those horses that you just mentioned, but...
I'm saying I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
I'm single mingling with the four trident hit here.
Love it.
I think this one is interesting because I think it could benefit from cutting back and still going two turns. I think it obviously likes two turn racing. So I think that, racing in some of these places like Churchill Downs, for example, or Saratoga, running a mile is like a, Churchill Downs, it's one turn. Saratoga, it was that weird light half one. I want to see what this one can do on going two turns on an oval here. And, with that cutback from going, a mile and a 16th, it's been running up to like a mile and an eighth, mile and a quarter, like it did at Saratoga. It obviously likes the track and has two wins over the local surface. It makes a pretty good little middle move that should serve it well at this distance and with the short stretch mile. I really like this one to hang close and maybe be taking it over by the time they hit the top of the stretch.
I love it. Now you got to, find a single sometimes that, isn't the even, well, we don't have the morning lines yet, but I think that the five probably will be the favorite there. But I just thought, interesting, if you're right in that sequence with that single, then, you're going to hopefully have a couple horses in that fifth leg. So good luck to your four horse there.
Yeah. It would be a nice single to get. I think it's a ballsy nice stab to play, but fortune typically favors the bold. So we'll see how it goes.
We kind of go our separate ways there at that point, Wolf. So hopefully one of us are cashing at that point.
The path diverged in a snowy wood, Keith. A path diverged in a snowy wood. This feels like a good time to mention this. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea in a Hall of Fame Bets revolutionary parlay optimizer tool via hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching the Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And I've got to get a little rehydration break in.
Gretch, hit me with the horns, man. Y'all ready? Let's go.
Oh, no.
Let's go. Y'all ready? Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Hey, bite you.
Here we go.
I love it.
Race five, the money leg. The leg that we hope earns us the sort of generational wealth where we can talk to the help like this.
Hey, don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. You don't rub on. Put the club soda on there.
That makes us so eccentric that we record our own mixtape.
Yo, I just bought a dinosaur like Nicolas Cage. Hey, what happened? Hey, what's going on?
Right. And the beat drops out. Race five, 8 furlongs, $120,000 maiden special weight. I'm pretty simple here. I got one that I think sends for Bob Baffert. I got one that's a first time starter for the Ass Man. And I think I got one that can move from off the pace, but close to the lead. Really checked all the boxes here. It really was hard to separate anybody else out of this race. So it's hard to do. Hard to do. Keith, what'd you think?
Yeah, this was the race where I just had to make a decision here. And, I know I bought the first leg there in leg one, and I'm going to ride with the Bob Baffert horse as my single here. I just thought, Bon, Aqua. Yeah, I just thought, you know, racing 8 furlongs for the first time. It was actually last race had to settle for second, dueled and drifted, but still finished second. Now, I know Bob has Muth in the Arkansas Derby, so he did ship a couple horses here. And I think Bob, you know, he doesn't ship to Arkansas for nothing. You know, I just think that, you know, this is the third start of the career. I think the experience at 8 furlongs compared to all these other rivals. Now, the only other horse that has actually gone this mile distance is the number 7 Under the Palms. So I just thought, you know, this horse has the experience edge. I didn't want to add another horse or two just because I think that this is going to be probably the clear favorite. So unfortunately, I am singling the chalk here, but hopefully to kind of get those prices in the beginning of my legs. And I think that it's going to be an interesting sequence. And I like your decision to go bold with a single there. I think sometimes you have to kind of separate yourself from the bettors, and hopefully your sharp handicapping there pays off. But I'm going to single the Bob here, the number 2. And it's actually going to make my ticket. I went back and forth. I had to trim it down, but I'm actually going to make my ticket a $42 play here in the early pick 5 for Saturday at Oaklawn.
I think that's an incredibly affordable ticket for how tough that sequence is. So I'm definitely for it. So I rolled 3 deep. One, you know, I don't really need to pile on to what Keith was saying, but Bonacqua definitely looks like the class of this field. So I took the Bob horse. I also took the 3, Tap the Champagne. Noting that Pratt didn't jump for this horse with Bob Baffert having a few in town. Pratt stays with Tap the Champagne instead of going to Bonacqua, who's always ridden Bonacqua. And it's for a relatively no-name trainer, Pavel, we'll say it's Matechka. And he gets Flavian Pratt up and to jump off of a horse that he's been riding regularly at Santa Anita. Something is rotten in Denmark there. And I don't know if it's just like they're unhappy that the horse hasn't won yet, so they brought in Juan, because Juan was going to ride Muth anyway. Or if that, right. You know, if he was kicked off or if he jumped off. If he jumped off, I think Tap the Champagne could be dangerous. The last one I used was the 5 Xena, the first time starter for Asmussen. Was working lights out back in February, and now gets the classic, 2 classic slow ass man workouts that make me think that this one is ready to fire here. So I used that 5 Xena. I'm hoping to get a price. And I also really like, I hope whatever the difference is that's keeping Steve Asmussen from putting Ricardo Santana Jr. up on a bunch of his horses. I hope that gets resolved. I hope it gets resolved because I love the combination of Ricardo Santana Jr. and Steve Asmussen at Oaklawn Park. It's not as formidable as it used to be, but they're still hitting at 14% together.
Yeah, no, that's interesting you say that. Now, I thought last year Santana was getting on more mounts, but it seems like, you know, Steve's kind of spreading it out. And, you know, obviously that's behind the scene with the agents and everything. But, Ricardo Rosario. Santana is a good rider. Oh, well, okay.
Rosario last year. It's Rosario came in, was his main boy. That he would use for all the big mounts, because it used to be Ricardo for everything. Now he doesn't really seem to have one outside of Keith, one guy that he goes with. And I thought you were talking about me.
His son's a good rider, and then even Rosario was he was in Sunland Park for Steve, informed Patriot there. So that's very interesting note that, you know, Joel's going across the nation for Steve here. Obviously, you know, the leading trainer of all time, and, you know, less mounts for Santana, but it's always good to see. I always liked that from a few years ago. I mean, that was a hot, you know, trainer jockey combo as it can get.
Oh yeah. I mean, before David Cohen got his, I mean, it was Ricardo Santana Jr. for a couple of years as the riding champion at the old Oaklawn Park. Let's go ahead. Let's wrap up these tickets here real quick. I'll go ahead and give you mine. Starting out race 1, leg 1, I was 2-4-5. Leg 2, 1-5-8. Leg 3, 5-8-9. Leg 4, that's the single to the 4 Trident Hit. And then leg 5, 2-3-5. That's a $40.50 ticket.
Oh, cool.
Keith.
Yeah, very, very economical. I mean, I think that, you know, like you said, this sequence, if you can get like a $40 ticket, that's pretty good. I mean, considering, because you really got to spread on some of these races. And I just thought, for example, the first race. Now, this is an interesting ticket structure I came up with, because I hit the all button in leg one and then I'm singling the bob at the end. So I'm just like, oh, what am I doing here? But I got to hopefully get through this sequence. So I'm going to go 1 through 7. In race one there. Race two, I'm going to take 1, 2, 3. And race three, I like the 5 and the 8. Really like the 8 a lot. Coach Jimmy D, I think that would have been my possible single, but like the 5's consistency. And then I'm going 3, 8 in race four. And then I'm going to single the Bob Baffert horse, the number 2 there. Just, you know, really think that's going to be the favorite. So hopefully I can get the race 5 and hopefully one of us cash. I think it's a sequence that I think it's going to pay well over $1,000 for the pick 5 here. So what did you think? It's going to pay out pretty well? Or
I think I've seen these days at Oaklawn chalk out before. Hmm. I wouldn't be shocked if it gets a little bit chalky earlier and this only doesn't pay in the thousands. It pays in the hundreds somewhere. Right. I could also see it maybe blowing up with this many maiden races, you know. I don't know what the odds on my horses were going to be. I hope that I caught some of those kind of like out there prices on a couple of these, but I think that a lot of what I got is going to be pretty close to second, third choice, you know, that first through third choice on the morning line is what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I mean, and then, of course, you have the later sequence with the Arkansas Derby. But I thought, you know, race 5, Tap the Champagne. I looked at that horse a lot. I thought it was interesting, too, with Flavory in the board. And I just didn't want to kind of go in an $80 range ticket there. But hope everybody cashes. I think that's got the potential, especially if you could beat the Baffert horse in race 5. I think, you know, it could really pay.
All right, so it is Arkansas Derby week. Feet to the flame, gun to your head. Who's your Arkansas Derby pick?
Oof, tough one here. I mean, I would say I really like, you know, I like how Timberlake won off of the layoff, got the job done. I expect a move forward. I think, you know, Muth shipping in hasn't raced since January. You know, those were, you know, beating, you know, playing, you know, racing against some classy horses there. I just think that you got to fade one of the favorites. I think it's kind of a top heavy kind of race. And I'm looking at Just Steel as a underneath value play, 15-1 morning line. So if I'm going to play it, I'd like Timberlake as my top pick. It's a good post to work out a trip. And then I would probably fade Muth and then kind of maybe use a couple of the value plays underneath, even like Liberal Arts, you know, for Tyler Gaffleone coming into town. But that's how I would play it. I would do like an exact key box of Timberlake over some value picks.
There we go. So our man Keith is in on Timberlake over a couple value picks in the exacta. Keith, why don't you let people know where they can follow you, how they can find your awesome show, Keith's Cash Plays.
Appreciate you having me on there, Wolf. Yeah, I'm at Each Every Stride on X, Twitter, and I make a weekly show. It's called Keith's Cash Plays on the Trust the Profits YouTube channel. So you could look for me on there. I'm always tweeted out and tagging everybody. And I've actually had this man himself, Wolf, on the show a few times. You can look, I actually recorded with him Keith's Cash Plays. So be on the lookout for that. He'll be on. And I just appreciate everybody's support. It's been so much fun launching this show and really trying to create that value all across North America. So it's a weekly show and I have guests. So check it out. It's Keith's Cash Plays on the Trust the Profits YouTube channel. And Trust the Profits is doing a lot of great work right now with the Kentucky Derby lead up. You know, a lot of content. There's a pedigree puzzle. There's daily double shows. There's pick 5 shows. So there's a show for everybody, really. And then my cash play show. So appreciate everybody checking it out and appreciate you having me on this Notorious OTB. I love the content you always putting out. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks, Keith, for joining. And guys, tune in the rest of the week. Tomorrow, we got Matthew DeSantis to talk about this Arkansas Derby card, how we're going to attack it with a $100 budget. And then Friday is a Friday morning with Andrew Champagne to talk the Arkansas Derby late pick 5. So from the the rooter to the tutor. I'm talking everything but the squeal. We'll get this entire card in through the course of the week. So that's going to do it for us here at the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We will catch you tomorrow.
See ya.